All right, everybody, we have a lot of news and no time to waste. Today is Donald Trump's 80th birthday, and less than halfway through the day, he's already been struck by a series of personal disasters, political disasters, and PR disasters that are rapidly spiraling his presidency and directly hurting the American people. These are all self-inflicted wounds that Donald Trump has caused by his own dumb mistakes. I mean, look at this video. I just want to start off with this. Only a few hours before a fight takes place on the White House front lawn, sponsored by Trump and the UFC, a bunch of Trump supporters have been visiting DC, walking around, and taking a look at the renovations that Donald Trump made. I want to show you this video that was just pulled from a MAGA live stream, where a Trump supporter tries to walk up to the reflecting pool that Donald Trump renovated, but it's not really reflecting anything other than some green algae that looks like it's the Hulk's leftover water or something like this. I want to show you this because for $14 million, Donald Trump underwent a very extensive renovation of the reflecting pool that most Americans weren't even worried about in the first place. I mean, there's a lot of problems facing our country, foreign and domestically, economically, militarily, immigration-wise, yet Donald Trump's focus is on the reflecting pool, his own ballroom, and the UFC ring that they're trying to create on the White House front lawn. So look at this video right here. This Trump supporter tried to live stream how beautiful the reflecting pool is.
Absolutely gorgeous.
No way.
And it had to happen. It was leaking. The algae blooms and the goose poop and everything.
You know that quote, it's like, don't piss on me and tell me it's raining? I feel like Trump could literally piss on these people and they'd be like, oh, look, it's raining. This reflecting pool is pure algae and pure green. So I unmuted it for 1 second. She goes, look how gorgeous it is. This says a $14 million beautification, and just 3 days later, it looks worse than ever. There's a reason we didn't paint the reflecting pool dark colors like American flag blue, mainly because it would raise the water temp and lead to rapid algae growth, a self-inflicted wound from our president, but it only gets worse. As I mentioned, today, there is going to be a UFC fight in the White House front lawn. It's already tacky, corny, and embarrassing. I mean, we'll get to that in just 1 second. But now, it might get canceled due to weather. I played a clip a few weeks ago of Joe Rogan saying that you can't really do a fight like this outside in D.C. in the summer. It's going to be 100 degrees. There's going to be mosquitoes. There's going to be lights amplifying the heat. And it's going to be an absolute mess. Somebody is going to pass out. And like Joe Rogan was genuinely worried about it, right? Now, it might be ruined by thunderstorms. They're literally raining on Trump's parade. Can I also just point out, Donald Trump has been claiming that this UFC fight was for the 250th anniversary of America. They even went so far as naming it UFC Freedom 250 to try to mask the fact that this was a direct celebration, a narcissistic celebration from Trump of his birthday. And it's costly, labor extensive. Most importantly, it's kind of embarrassing to have a UFC ring on the White House front lawn. This says UFC Freedom 250 is facing a chaotic weather setup on the White House South Lawn with 60% chance of thunderstorms, heavy downpours, and wind gusts up to 34 miles per hour, threatening to delay the outdoor fights. On top of the storm risk, brutal DC humidity is driving a triple-digit heat index alongside massive swarms of mosquitoes and gnats that fighters will have to battle inside the cage. Dog, no shot. While the venue's massive 92-foot overhang will keep the octagon dry, a single lightning strike within 8 miles would trigger an automatic 30-minute freeze on the entire event. What did I say? Donald Trump's birthday is not even halfway over, and he's already been facing a series of PR disasters, a personal crisis, and political crises. I mean, look at this. It's so bad that the White House account, the rapid response account, is beefing with the weather outside. They quote tweeted this Weather Channel post, and they said, "This event is about celebrating America's unmatched greatness after 250 years, which apparently doesn't sit well with the friendless loser who wrote this bullshit clickbait headline." Bro, you're beefing with the Weather Channel for reporting the news? Rain or shine, we're celebrating our great country no matter what. God bless America. No matter what, you're gonna make fighters fight outside if it's raining, hailing, like what, storming? Where's the line here? Why are you beefing with the actual weather? We also have the news, on top of this, that on Trump's birthday, 84-year-old Senator Mitch McConnell was hospitalized this morning, his office says. He's been in office since 1985. Why do they have to take the good ones from us so young? Obviously, I'm joking. He's still alive. He's still in the hospital. I'm never going to wish ill on somebody just because they are our political opponents, but Mitch McConnell has been basically destructing the American democratic system for decades and decades and decades, and I'll leave it at that. I also want to point out, we just filmed another episode of our debate show that we are going to be launching over the next few days. If you like the content that we do on this feed where I'm debating, either on CNN, debating on Piers Morgan, I've done Jubilee, then just wait. We are creating our own format that is going to be more explosive and better than anything you've seen. Make sure you drop a like and just comment the words debate show if you're excited for that, just so I can gauge the interest, because on Wednesday, we have a big episode dropping. So now I want to talk a little bit more about Donald Trump's UFC fight. You know, the day's halfway over. The reflecting pool is full of algae. Mitch McConnell is in the hospital. They're going to lose the midterms. Donald Trump's court cases are being struck down. Not only was his slush fund shut down in the court, shot down by courts, but the Kennedy Center, his name was just removed directly off the Kennedy Center. We'll talk about that in one moment. On top of that, his tariffs were shot down by the Supreme Court, and it's seeming like a lot of his most radical rogue policies are either self-destructing on him or getting shot down by the courts. We still have a lot of fighting to do, but just read how embarrassing what's happening today is. Donald Trump is allowing these fighters to record their promo video in the Oval Office. Correct me if I'm wrong, but weren't they pissed at Zelensky for simply wearing a toned-down version of a suit because he wanted to have solidarity with his own country? Like, imagine if Zelensky would have come in a really, really nice suit. Like, imagine if he came in a really, really nice suit. They would have then been like, wow, Zelensky's using our taxpayer dollars to do this suit. So they were riled up over that. But Donald Trump is allowed to quite literally build a claw in front of the White House, put $60 million into it, invite 4,000 people, and have fighters probably half naked running through the Oval Office. I'm assuming they're not going to be wearing suits. This says, late last month, construction began on the towering superstructure known as the Claw. When I think of a claw, I think of like an arcade that I used to go to where you're trying to grab the candy. Not at the White House front lawn. Taller than the White House itself, White House staff members were told to work from home on Friday while the UFC put finishing touches on the production. Wait a minute. We were trying to, you know, close an Iran deal yesterday. So White House staffers were told to work from home while we were trying to close an awful Iran deal for the United States. And it was because of a UFC fight? This is disgusting. Fighters are expected to be filmed walking through the Oval Office, out onto the lawn, and then into the Claw, where some 4,000 people will be waiting to watch a total of 7 fights. Much of the White House real estate has been given over to the UFC for this. Wow, yeah, just better than like giving it to Putin, I guess. A crew of motocross stunt riders performed backflips on the South Lawn on Saturday. Another place to watch the fight was a setup on the Ellipse, just beyond the White House gates. That space can hold more than 75,000 people. Our sleepy president is ruining our country, and on his 80th birthday, we cannot forget that he was the oldest president to be elected to office. Now, Joe Biden was older while he left office. When he left office, he was older than Trump, but Donald Trump was older than Joe Biden when he got elected to office. And here's him sleeping.
In the Perinatal Improvement Collaborative hospitals, we have reduced maternal mortality by 41.5%, which is truly incredible. And this is compared with a 5.9% decline in benchmark hospitals over the same period of time.
People, they are selling oil in the market at market rates. The money's going to an
that other wealthy nations have been getting it for you.
This is a compilation of Donald Trump falling asleep.
Just like
just over the past few months.
Getting in health defense a free ride. And now President Trump is putting policies in place to force these nations to pay their
warmth of a job.
Bro.
Economy.
He's straight up slumped over in this last one. That's also how I am when I just rest my eye. Whenever I blink for a while, I also happen to just lean back for about 30 seconds to 3 minutes. I think it's normal. To continue, this is what the White House is posting on Twitter right now. They're saying America AF, and it's photos of the motocross bikes jumping over on the White House front lawn, sponsored by Black Rifle Coffee Company. We are turning the United States White House into an actual circus, a literal circus. I mean, we already had clowns running through the White House in the form of Pete Hegseth and Pam Bondi and Donald Trump and J.D. Vance and Kristi Noem and all of these people. But now they are literally turning it into a circus. The Oval Office will literally be filled with UFC fighters. I don't know. I find that pretty disrespectful at a time when the country is spiraling economically. This country is spiraling on foreign policy. We are struggling to get anything substantive done about it. And there's no off-ramp for this war. Like, you know, if we wanted to celebrate America 250 and we thought that the economy was in a good spot and we didn't want to do anything too grandiose or superfluous and we wanted to invest money under a Kamala presidency into Elton John and Beyonce putting on a dual performance to honor America, like that's one thing. Like put on a show, do something. But correct me if I'm wrong, this just feels like the lowest form of entertainment on the White House front lawn. You know what's also incredibly despicable about this? They're literally using our reserve guards in order to honor the UFC fighters. I want you to notice the people on the left and the right of these steps. These are guards that are supposed to be serving the United States, and they're standing there welcoming UFC fighters. I'm actually going to mute that due to copyright issues because YouTube would just take the video down. But to continue, they're walking down the steps with people who are supposed to be serving our country, honoring them. What a massive, massive degradation of what America is supposed to be, along with this happening on the White House front lawn, motocross bikes practicing. You know what's interesting here? They have a fake, if you're trying to wonder what this is right here, they have a fake White House cardboard cutout in front of the real White House so that press and lighting can be behind it. Dog, what is happening here? They are staging a fake setup in front of the real White House so we can have the trashiest version of entertainment for Trump and his supporters. Here's a time lapse posted by the UFC in the White House of our beautiful White House being desecrated by this UFC claw. I was actually in DC roughly a week ago, and I saw this being built. I walked past it a few times while I was taking meetings and going to certain news hits. I was just kind of grossed out by it every single time I saw it. I don't find it cool. I don't find it fun. I'm okay with celebrating America. I encourage people to celebrate it, but look at this. It literally just says UFC 250. I can think of about 15 better cultural staples that would have fit with the theme of celebrating America rather than whatever this is. We're going to keep you updated on whether or not it gets canceled tonight. There's still a chance that it happens. We'll keep you updated on the status of Mitch McConnell, the weather, all of this. If you appreciate these videos on the Adam Mockler feed, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. Debate show on Wednesday. I love you all, and peace out.